This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to Russian state news agency RIA, Russia's defense ministry wants a response from Ukraine's military by 5 a.m. Moscow time, 4 a.m. in Kyiv. Moscow said a refusal to surrender Mariupol would be like siding with bandits. But the deputy prime minister told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda that there can be no talk of any surrender or laying down of arms. After days of relentless airstrikes, the city continues to resist Russian military forces, who are now engaging in urban fighting that requires going from building to building. Mariupol City Council said Saturday that several thousand residents have been taken to Russia against their will by Russian forces. The ultimatum by Mariupol's surrender came hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN in an interview broadcast Sunday that failure to reach a negotiated agreement with Russia would mean that this, in fact, would be a third world war. He also said that if his country had been admitted into NATO earlier, the war would not have happened at all. Zelensky has also called for a comprehensive peace talk with Moscow that would restore Ukraine's territorial integrity and provide justice for his country. The Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, says one person has been killed following several explosions in the city's district. Klitschko said in the instant messaging service Telegram that shelling hit several houses in a shopping center in the district. More at VOA News.